Yeah, well, I started work at the Harrods, as it was then, in 1943, March 1943, just after Easter. And I went to work at a place which was Buchanan's, which was a chocolate factory. But during the war, a lot of the factories, like de Havilland, annexed these factories for their own use. And I worked there from March of that year until September of that year, when I was transferred over to Hatfield, and that's where I worked for the rest of my life, except for the time I was in the forces doing my national service.
So that time at Buchanan's, was the machinery cleared or was it just covered up?
Oh, no, there was none of their machinery there at all. No Buchanan
Right.
stuff. It was completely taken away. And what we used to do there was details for the aeroplanes. Little brackets and structures and things like that. And the first job I can remember doing there was a horrible job, really, but they give all the young people the worst jobs anyhow. That's the way you learn.
And
these bomb racks, and they were tubes into things, and we had to... I had to pour what they called lanolin, which was a kind of oil, into these tubes, and it protected the tubes.
All right.
It was a dirty, stinking, messy job.
I'm sure.
But that's the way you learn, you see. You know, you do the dirty jobs and then you progress from there. And the other job we had to do was be T-boys. Which was a really good job. Because we had lots and lots of young ladies, or women, I suppose, doing the war work in there. And we used to have to get the tea for the 10 o'clock break in the morning and for the 3 o'clock, or half past three, whenever it was, in the afternoon. But it was a wonderful job because we used to get specially looked after when we went into the little canteen and get rolls and that, which we didn't pay for. And also with the tea bags, and we had tea bags in them days. And we used to use them in, as well as in the morning, to save on the tea bags, we use them again in the afternoon. Well, nobody knew, did they?
Good things.
But the ladies were very appreciative, you know.
I'm sure.
And they used to give us a tip at the end of the week.
Which
helped our meagre wage out. Because the first wage I got, I can remember, was 14 shillings. And sixpence three farthings.
Gosh.
No, that's
that's in the old money.
Old money, work that out.
So say 15
shillings in old money. Well, you only got a small wage, obviously, but it was quite a lot of money in them days, I suppose, really. And then as you worked there for a few months, and as long as you kept your noses clean, you got with the work, up went your wages, you know. And as I say, I was there for what? March till September, was that five, 6 months or something like that? But it was quite interesting. And, and we didn't have a the canteen where we made the tea. It was only like a tea room, really. But we had another canteen which was further up the road, to up Broadwater Road. And all the little factories used to go to this little canteen. But you all had special times you went there. You know, you couldn't all go...
Yes, staggered.
One little factory went at one time, and another factory went half an hour afterwards, or something. And that was as you go down Broadwater Road, and you come to the road where the shredded wheat is. There's a crossroads. And it goes up to the bridge that goes across the railway. And it was right on that corner there. Nothing. There is things there now. What was there? That was where Barnet Combe. It was all in that area there.
And it was a reasonable canteen.
Because don't forget, during the war there was rationing, wasn't there? And this was extra food, really.
Of course,
We're talking on that, and they used to have British restaurants. You know where the fire station is now?
That's
right. That was a British restaurant there.
On
that corner there. And this is diverting a little bit. When we used to go to the cinema in the evening, and with all my football mates and all that kind of thing, we'd come and it'd be open at night because there was night shift workers in all the little factories around there during the war.
And
it was open all night long. And we used to come by there and they used to do chips. Really, really nice.
Bet.
So that's diverting a little bit from the thing.
No, it's all relevant.
So there was one British restaurant there, wasn't there, on that corner? And there was another one up Woodall Lane. Where the churches are. And before I went to work, and it was only me and my father at home then during the war, because my other two brothers were in the forces, and my mother had died anyhow then. And I used to, in the school holidays, I used to meet him at this one in Woodall Lane.
Right.
Lunch with him there.
Yes. Yes, obviously very important.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Restaurants.
So that kind of helped out, you know.
Yes, I mean, of course.
My memory serves me right. I think the meals were about a shilling. Good meal.
Good hot meal.
And that, I mean, the rations, you only got certain things on the rations, as you've probably heard. Yeah.
It must have made a difference to life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, even the school dinners, didn't they, at school?
Yes, of course.
Well, I went to work.
It's extra, yeah.
There was only a shilling as well. People used to moan about some of the food, but it was all right. Nothing wrong with it.
Filled you up.